I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One summer that feels now like a lifetime ago, I rented a house in a small seaside community in Mexico called Punto Maldonado. In that region of the country, many people have African roots, and I'd gone there believing I would feel, at least in part, at home. But I was so American in my blackness, I was always the obvious outsider, a kind of spectacle, which was exhausting, and, if I'm being honest, vexing. I was there for research, but I spent a part of each day swimming in a waveless, crystalline cove down a steep, rocky bluff from where I was staying. I'd lie on my back and stare up at the clouds, or close my eyes and feel the warm light on my face, and I'd drift. It was a peace like few others that summer. Floating there like that, despite all the factors to the contrary, I felt at home, not just in Mexico, but in the world. Later, I learned that manta rays congregated in that very cove, which is why the locals avoided it. But nothing befell me there other than what felt like a blissful convergence with the elements. One evening, a year later, I went ice skating with my brother and his family at the outdoor rink in Schenley Park in Pittsburgh. The winter sky was inky blue, and the rink lights overhead were bright and ice white. All around me, kids zoomed and swerved across the ice. I skated with caution, not wanting to risk a fall. Then something happened. The air around us seemed to soften. Flakes of perfect storybook snow seemed to hover in the airspace overhead, like stars in a child's drawing. Soon, the ice was heaped with it. When I finally lost my balance, I toppled onto a bed of powder and lay there a while, feeling cradled by all of space. Late one night, a few years later, I took a swim on a beach in Goa. Only the fishermen with their small boats and vast nets were out on the water. Human lights lined the shore and bobbed out at the horizon where the farthest boats waited for their catch. Overhead, the sky blazed with constellations so bright and alive they defied their own names. What roiled beneath the moonlit surface of the sea? Suddenly, I felt small, terrified. My feet found the bottom, and I raced back up the shore. These feelings of convergence with the elements are rare. But of course, the elements are our home. Today's poem is Swimming in the Rain by Hannah Bloch. Swaddled and sleeved in water, I dive to the rocky bottom and rise as the first drops of sky find the ocean. The waters above meet the waters below, the sweet and the salt, and I'm swimming back to the beginning. The forecasts were wrong. Half the sky is dark, but it keeps changing. Half the stories I used to believe are false. Thank God I've got the good sense at last not to come in out of the rain. The waves open to take in the rain, and sunlight falls from the clouds onto the face of the deep as it did on the first day before the dividing began. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to the Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.